Zechasukah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tezvav, Mekabelas Isha Miad Bena, Umiad Bala, Umachdi Rasa, Lamayim B'Shabbos. A woman can take the lulav from her son or her husband and put it into water on Shabbos. As we said before, during the times of the Beit HaMikdash, it was mutter to take the lulav on Shabbos if it came out on the first day of Sukkot. So therefore, the woman can take the lulav from her son or her husband and it's not muksa. Even though for the woman herself, she has no mitzvah to take the lulav, but since her husband has a mitzvah, it's not muksa for her either. As opposed to nowadays, where we're not allowed to take the lulav at all on Shabbos, then the lulav is considered muksa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'Shabbos machzira. On Shabbos, she can put it back into the water. B'yantif mosisa. On Yantif, not only can you put the lulav back into the water that you took it out from, but you could even add water. Uva moed, on Chol HaMoed machlifin. Then, you can take out the water and put in new water. As opposed to on Yantif, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. That is too much tircha, it's usur on Yantif. Katan hayodea linanea, a katan that is old enough to shake the lulav during hallel, chayev belulav. His chayev in lulav, as a father has a mitzvah chinech, and his mechuyev to get him a lulav that he can shake on Yantif. Zechasukah, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, lulav v'arava shisha v'shiva, the taking of the lulav and the arava, which was that during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, they put aravas up next to the mizbeach and circled around it. Sometimes they did this for 6 days and sometimes for seven. Now we said earlier, when the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then the lulav was docha Shabbos. As opposed to, if Shabbos came out one of the other days, then it wasn't docha Shabbos. And by arava, if Shabbos came out on Hashanah Rabbah, which is the seventh day of Sukkot, then it was docha Shabbos, but otherwise not. Ha-halel va-ha-simcha shmona, the saying of the halel, and simcha, which is that there's a mitzvah on Sukkot to be mesameach, as the pasuk says, v'samachta v'chagecha. And how are they mesameach? By shechting shlamim and eating basar, as in simcha ela b'basar shlamim, that they did all 8 days, including shmini atzeres. Sukkah v'nitzach hamayim, shiva, sitting in the sukkah, and the nitzach hamayim, which they did during sukkah, was all 7 days, but not on shmini atzeres. V'achalo chamisha v'shisha, the playing of the flute, which they did during the simcha beis ha-shveva, which they had every night during Chol HaMoed, was sometimes 5 days, and sometimes 6 days. As the playing of the flute and other instruments during the Simcha Beis HaSheva was not Docha Shabbos or Yontif. So therefore, if Shabbos came out one of the days of Chol HaMoed, then they only had a Simcha Beis HaSheva 5 days. But if it came out on the first day of Sukkot, then the Simcha Beis HaSheva was all 6 days.